So like I said, the X-Gene itself, you're still using energy projection as your core power, but now the fundamental nature of that energy projection has changed from a basic energy attack to now an electrical energy attack. Not only does the color of that power change, but the attack properties of that attack changes. So now you've got electrical effects, stun effects, stasis effects that all are part of that basic attack now. This is very much a world in turmoil. Earthquakes are still happening all around you. The landscape and the face of the city is always changing around you. Now, in addition to your finishing combos and the X-Genes that you can use to customize your power, you also have special attacks that you can select from at various points in the game to add to your arsenal of different attacks. Now, special attacks are controlled by the M power, or the mutant power that you've collected through the game. That M power is represented by the blue meter at the top of the screen. That meant when that meter fills up, you unlock new attacks, like this one here, which is called Scatter Beam. So that Scatter Beam is a powerful grenade-like attack that takes out big groups of enemies. You can also use your M power to do an attack like this, which is called Force Field. Not only does it protect the character that you're trying to protect in the middle there, but it also drains life from anybody that enters into that force field.
Oh, wow.
Now, the special attacks for every power or core power are unique, and these attacks are chosen by you. So even though you're using the energy projection core power set, the special attacks you assign to that core power set are not predetermined. Those are chosen by you. And they're different. Say if I had chosen Density Control or Shatter Matter, which were the other core power sets, the choices I would have of special attacks would be different. Just filled up his blue meter all the way to unlock his most powerful attack, which is called Critical Mass. And it literally obliterates everybody on the screen. But if you notice, when it comes back up here, by using that most powerful special attack, he's also drained his end power meter all the way to the bottom. In fact, he's gone into the negative zone. And what happens when you drain your end power out completely like that, your attacks revert to non-mutant attacks, to just basic melee punching and kicking. Now, he's already built up his M power back up a little bit, so he has use of his mutant abilities once more. So it becomes an important part of the economy of the game, is to learn how to use your M power effectively through the game. Now, every X-Men game, of course, is going to feature a number of X-Men characters from that universe. We've got all the old favorites like Wolverine and Gambit and Colossus in the game, but we have a couple new faces as well. So Northstar, you may know from the comics, I believe this is his video game debut. We're excited to have Northstar and other characters like him. Northstar, just like any of the other franchise characters in the game, present new opportunities to gain secondary objectives, as well as receive new challenges in the game. Of course, they also fight alongside you. And at later points of the game, you can engage with these characters in conversation and delve deeper into the backstory and narrative of the game. So with that, we're actually going to jump ahead now. Do you have the controller? We're going to jump ahead now to a later part of the game, take you to one of our big boss battles. You've infiltrated a secret laboratory where many mutants have been kidnapped and held against their will. They're being experimented upon by the U-Men. And if you know who the U-Men are, they're a group of mad scientists that are out to cleanse the world of their impurities by doing research on mutants and applying their knowledge to give other non-mutants superhuman abilities.